This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
Welcome to another Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. All the best in Folk Roots Americana, singer-songwriters and blues, and artist interviews. On Folk Roots Radio, as we love to say every week, we're all about the music and the people that make it. Now coming up, well, we're all about the music again as we take a look at more of the latest new releases. And I think it's a nice mix. You're definitely going to enjoy it. And as always, if you like what you hear on this show and want to support the artists, please consider buying their music rather than just streaming it. And I know they'll love you for it. And we're starting off this way. This is Annie Gallup with The Sky at Night. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
cuckoo flower than the lion. Blooming in the shoulder. Will you still be there when I'm older? Will you be on my horizon? Thistle, cuckoo flower, then the lion. Thistle, cuckoo flower, then the lion. Can't you see how much I'm trying? But if they don't understand, well, what is there? it's all the same, all the same. I've been working on my degree to get the future they expect of me. Find a way to play it safe every day, every day.
This is Janice Ian, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall. Thanks for being here.
Welcome back to Folk Roots Radio. We started off the episode with singer-songwriter Annie Gallup, who currently lives on the coast of Maine, asking the big questions on the sky at night from her latest album, Small Fortune. We followed that with Sophie Janna from the Netherlands with Thistle, a song she wrote just after becoming a mother while staying at her parents' house and admiring all the flowers in the garden and wishing that they would all get to grow forever. And then, Toronto-based singer-songwriter Brooklyn Duran, with I Can't Be Alone With You from her latest album, Fixer Upper. And we wrapped the set with Moira and Claire from Nova Scotia and their single, Mundane, a song they wrote in the middle of the pandemic while they were both completing their undergraduate degrees and feeling tired of being home all the time and burnt out from doing school online, and really wishing that they could just quit college and run off to do something spontaneous and exciting. I think we all feel like that from time to time, don't we? And in the background, it's acclaimed Ilian Piper and flautist Callum Stewart with Looking at a Rainbow Through a Dirty Window from True North, his tribute to the music, legends and landscapes of his native Scotland, and one that mixes together traditional and original tunes. It's a beautiful album. We'll definitely dip into it again. And now, this is Vancouver's The Fugitives with Edge of the Sea, a song that reflects on the personal impact the ongoing climate crisis is having on people living in low-lying coastal communities. You can find it on the Fugitives' latest album, No Help Coming, which really is a call out to everyone, but especially politicians worldwide, to wake up and start taking global warming seriously. It truly is an existential threat. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Dangerous book that no one ought to read. It's full of sex and murder and death, omnipotence and greed. Some people want to ban my book. can rip it from the shelves. Though they've been known to read this book out loud among themselves. When the big bad books go boom, God knows what they might do. You'll know your kids have hit the skids when they quote Huck Finn to you. When Toni Morrison writes, good people lie awake for nights. Or the worst will happen to you when the big bad books go boom. They've read it to their children, they've read it to their kin. They never thought that reading it could ever be thought a sin. Of course the Bible tells us we should love our neighbors well, while in real life we often tell them they can go to hell. When the big bad books go boom, God knows what they might do. You'll know your kids have hit the skids when they quote Huck Finn to you. When Toni Morrison writes, good people lie awake for nights. All the worst will happen to you when the big bad books go boom. Books you ban, the more your kids will scan. The messengers you shoot will be forbidden fruit, and the children will find out what the books you ban are about, and wonder why the rage over words upon a page. When the big bad books go boo, God knows what they might do. You'll know your kids have hit the skids when they quote Huck Finn to you. When Toni Morrison writes, good people lie awake for nights. Oh, the worst will happen to you when the big bad books go boo. Oh, the worst will happen to you when the big bad books go boo.
This is Dale Butler. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall.
That's the Cowboy Junkies with Hard to Build, Easy to Break, a song about how fragile our democracy is. Something you may not have time to think about during our busy daily lives, but once it's broken, it will be hard to get back. You can find it on the Cowboy Junkies' latest album, Such Ferocious Beauty. Before that, Tom Paxton with Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer, and their song, When the Big Bad Books Go Boo. Their playful response to the reactionary book bans plaguing schools and now public libraries in the United States. And that's from All New, their album of songs they worked on together over Zoom during the pandemic. And now, this is Alberta-based singer-songwriter Kyle McKeaney, with the song Left from his latest album and sophomore release, A Traveller's Lament, which has just been named Alternative Country Album of the Year at the 2023 Canadian Country Music Association Awards. Way to go, Kyle. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I said goodbye. The wandering eyes, they haunt me. On the lonely whiskey night.